Fawcett, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with, I forget what number we're on now for podcasts. I'll have to look. I'll never remember. I don't ever remember numbers usually. I'm working in the studio tonight, and I just thought it would be fun to make myself another cup of coffee and record this week's podcast. So hopefully you have your own cup. I managed to get some painting done. I've been dealing with a bit of creative doubt at the moment, where I'm kind of looking at all the stuff I'm creating and feeling like I'm not an artist, and feeling very doubtful, and all those things that we can feel with our creative work. And I think a lot of that pressure comes from, at least for me, sharing. The idea of sharing the art, how it'll be received or not received. And I'm trying to let that go and tell myself that I don't need to share anything. The art doesn't have to be anything in particular. It can be nothing more than just my own creative expression. And so I'm trying to sit with that. And I decided to try some abstract landscapes, which isn't really something I've ever done. I've always, I love abstract. It goes along with the idea of, for me, how I like to do mixed media, how I like to do collage. I appreciate realism in art. It's just not what I enjoy making, nor is it a skill set that I have inherent to who I am. It's not something I was naturally ever good at. Reality and I tend to, I'm more of like, let's create something new kind of mindset. And so because I'm not naturally interested in that, is probably a better way to put it, I have no real desire to hone that skill. So I love abstract. I don't know if I would have called it abstract, but I love color. I love mediums. I love molding things and making things and things with texture and interest. And so I don't think I've ever really tried a landscape that way. And so I'm working on, I had done a little journaling, and I had a bunch of stuff that I was working on. I'm working on some collage papers. And I was kind of sick of what I was working on because I'm trying to make a bunch of them for a project. And I was a little over those. And I decided that I was going to clean up my space because I had left all the colors out that I was working and that sort of thing. So I went through and I cleaned off the desk, and then I was sweeping the floor. And while I was sweeping the floor, I saw that this big piece of corrugated cardboard that I had. And it's like the thinner corrugated cardboard. It has the ripples in it, the corrugation visible. And it's like the thinner kind that would go inside something for packaging. I forget what it came with. But when I had seen it, I thought, ooh, that's going to be good for a project. And I didn't know what, but I thought I'd enjoy it. So I had brought it to the studio, and I saw it, and I thought, ooh, that's going to be fun to use for like a painting, when I saw it just now. So I said, I'm going to try an abstract landscape on it. And I had printed out an image that I had seen last night. And I had brought it with me in the studio. So I put up my bulletin board. And I said, I'm going to pick out the colors that I see in the painting. And I'm just going to start with the sky, and we'll see how it goes. I had so much fun. And as an added bonus, I love how it's turning out so far. So I just took a peek at it. I'm really, really happy with it. So I'm going to take a photo of it in process. I'm very bad at that. So I think I'm going to take an in process photo for it so that I can kind of see where I'm at. And I think I'm going to work on it a little bit more tomorrow when I come to the studio. But it was just so much fun to sit there and just, you know, have a play with the paints, and not trying to make anything overly realistic, just kind of imply of what I saw in the photo. And and interestingly enough, when you're trying not to replicate what's there, you really have to it's almost like a different skill set, because it's like, okay, I want to make sure I'm not copying. So I just want to give a hint of what's there. And so that's what I was doing. And it was a lot of fun. And it's a nice big piece. I don't know. I really don't know how big it is. It might be about 24 inches by 19 inches, something like that. It reminds me of a pad of watercolor paper I had that was 19 by 24. So it's a nice big piece of corrugation, and it's a lot of fun to work on that. And, you know, I think the best part is, because it's, you know, a piece of cardboard, it's not anything I have to be precious about. If it had been horrible, then it didn't matter anyway. And it's not like I had a special canvas, or even, you know, I think I have Bristol paper here that I had purchased that's that size. It's not anything meant specifically for art. And I was using my cheap acrylics and some dollar store paintbrushes that I had bought, and I got them at the Dollar Tree. They're really cool. You can, if you're interested, you can check your Dollar Tree now. They mine had it. I just bought it. It was a pack of, sorry, I'm looking over. I think it was two or three. And they're like a really rough hair brush. I had bought some automotive brushes, I mentioned to you before. And then I found these at the dollar store. So these are actually smaller and a lot of fun. So I used that, and I gessoed the cardboard first, and then I did the painting. And I thought about filming it, and I just didn't, I felt like then I was gonna be making it more than I wanted it to be. And I just wanted it to be me playing with color. And so that's what I did, and I'm really happy with how it came out. So I share that with you in case, you know, maybe you're struggling with what you're working on, or your current piece or project, or maybe you're doubting yourself as a creative. And just to know that we're all going through that at times. I think every creative goes through it. And it's important to, I think, take the pressure off yourself that it doesn't have to be anything. It can just be you playing with your art. And I have to remind myself of that. Maybe I should paint it or write it on something and hang it up all over the studio, you know. Play with your art. That might be a fun way to do it. So yeah, I did that. And I really would like to work more on it. So I don't know if I'm going to when I get done recording. It's getting late, and I'm actually going to be dropping my car off for repair. So I feel like I might have enough to do, but isn't that always the way, right? Like, I'm sitting here sweeping the floors trying to get into my art, and then when you connect, it's like you could almost get lost in it for hours. And that's okay. I think the time restraints that I put on myself for working in the studio are helpful, because I'm not here for, you know, the entire day, and giving myself a deadline for when I'm going to leave, but also trying to be here for a certain amount of time is helpful, because it keeps me, I guess, from binging on my art, if that makes sense, and then going through a drought period. So it gives me enough of a container, enough of a structure to create, but not so much of a structure that, you know, I'm kind of feeling restricted, like I can't have fun. So I share that because I am, if you've listened to me or read any of my stuff for a while, you know I am not really inclined to routine or structure or scheduling and that sort of thing. But I've been finding some beauty in it, in little areas, in little ways, especially even when I'm home. I used to kind of allow myself this spaciousness, which I think I needed at that time, where I wasn't structuring anything. But it's such a fine line, I think, between having too much openness where it's just you're kind of floating along waiting for something, versus being too structured that you don't leave any space for anything to come in. So I've been kind of having fun thinking about that balance. Have another sip of my coffee there. So yeah, so that's what I've been working on. And I was gonna record this last night, and I just really wasn't in a place to. I was hoping to have it uploaded this morning, And I just wasn't in a place to record it last night. And I did some art here, so that was fun. I was working on some more painted pages. And I just didn't feel like calling it. I've been doing the same thing, or recording it rather, and I felt the same way about my daily attunements that I do over Amalia's energy. I just haven't been as into them right now. And it's always, for me, this challenge between identifying my own resistance and honoring the fact that I just may not be ready to do it right now, or it just might not be the time to do something. So it's always an interesting balance for me to kind of figure out that balance. And I don't know, maybe it's not something you figure out once. I think that's a mindset that I really need to let go of, is that things don't just get figured out once, because we're always changing and always, you know, evolving. So I think that maybe we need to allow ourselves that spaciousness, both in our creativity, and let it be a journey, you know, and in life as well, and just let it be this thing that we kind of say, oh, okay, so right now this is working for me, and then when it stops working for us, we move on to something. You know, we embrace the idea of figuring it out again. You know, okay, well, let me see what's going to work this time around. It's not always fun, but something that I think that's worth doing from time to time. All right, well, that is pretty much all I had to chat with you about today. I hope you're having a nice day. I hope you're able to get some creative time in. Please do feel free to comment and let me know what you're working on, or message me. I'd love to hear about it. And I'm wishing you a beautiful day. We've been having some gorgeous weather here in the Northeast, and I'm just very grateful for it. It's been I've been able to open the windows and just have cool air coming in, which has been really, really nice. So I hope you're having some nice weather as well. So thank you so much for listening, and I will be back again next week. Take care.